May not. We'll see. It's 10 minutes to 8 right now, so I'm thinking probably not. But God is good, and the Word of God is certainly good. Amen. So if you would, Ephesians chapter 1, and let's stand, and we'll read verses 1 and 2 together, and look at this passage tonight as we continue this thought on the greeting of the Apostle Paul here in these verses. And so let's, if we could, everyone standing, read verses 1 and 2 in unison together. Ready? Let's begin. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. May God add His blessing to His Word. You may be seated. If you would, take a look if you've got a lesson, a handout. I hope you got one of those. If you didn't, there are more of them over there. But we looked at the last 2 weeks at these first couple of points here. We looked at the authentication of the Apostle Paul. And you can be seated, amen, you can be seated. We looked at the authentication there, and if you would, look at verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. And so we looked at his apostleship, and we talked about the things that were required to be an apostle, and how the Apostle Paul met all three of those. And then we looked at his authority there by the will of God. He said, I didn't choose this. I didn't pick this for myself. I'm an apostle by the very will of God. So then we looked at, in the second half of the verse, we looked at the designation, not only the authentication, but the designation, and that was, he said, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And so we took the time to look at both of those. We talked about, number one, he was writing to the saints of the church at Ephesus. Just like we are the saints at the church at Loomis Park or on Elm Road, amen. He was writing to those saints. And remember, we took a lot of time, so I'll not go in detail. We took a lot of time to talk about how a saint is not somebody that has performed miracles and somebody that's done special things and been blessed by the Pope, God help us all. It's somebody that has been set apart by Jesus Christ. And we took a lot of time last week and discussed the doctrine of sanctification. You know, when you got saved, God set you apart from this world. As you are saved and as you surrender to His will and as you separate yourself unto God, you are sanctifying yourself. And one day we're going to have final sanctification when God calls us home at Resurrection Day. Amen. And so it was first written to the saints at the church of Ephesus, but then it says at the back half of the verse there, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That first is the localized saints, but then the faithful would be the rest. Amen. And talk about the steadfast in Christ Jesus. I'm glad for faithful people. Here you are on Wednesday night. I thank you for that. A lot of churches, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of pastors are discouraged because people aren't faithful on Wednesday nights. And so you know what they do? They say, look, it just doesn't make economic sense to keep the lights on and run the air conditioner. Run the air conditioner. Hallelujah for that. Amen. But it just doesn't make economic sense. And so they cancel their Wednesday night service. I think most of those pastors have the heart. If people were here, I'd have service. But folks aren't faithful. I thank God for you precious faithful people. Hey, you know what? Lee Robertson said this. A man may not be much, but he can be faithful. Amen. No matter who you are, if you got a second grade education, you could still be faithful. Dallas Billington built one of the greatest churches in all of America, the Akron Baptist Temple. He didn't get out of the fourth grade, but he was faithful. He was faithful. Hey, we can all be faithful. Brother Kelly, appreciate you driving that bus on Wednesday night, my brother. Faithful. Brother Kraft, I appreciate you taking up the offering. Amen. Nursery workers, God bless you for being faithful. Sunday school teachers, ERT guys, amen. Each one of you faithful in your place. Thank God for that. The faithful, the steadfast in Christ Jesus. So we'll continue with part two tonight, and you have that blank line there. It should be chapter 1, verse 2. By looking at, we looked at the authentication, we looked at the designation, and now we're looking at the salutation. The salutation. You'll notice, and we don't have time to run each one of these scriptures, but I think we're going to go ahead and take the time, amen, because we're not going to get through this lesson tonight. So let's, if we could, look at the salutation, okay? So you look at chapter 1, verse 2, and the Apostle Paul says, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Go back with me to the book of Romans. Hold your place there in Ephesians. We're going to eventually make our way back, but we're going to browse through the beginning of Paul's epistles and look at these letters that the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write, and look at each salutation. And they're all very similar, all very similar, all kind of follow the same pattern, if we would say that. And it says there, if you look at Romans chapter 1 and verse number 7, we looked at that verse last week. We looked at the beginning part of the verse, talking about to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, and we talked about that. But then what does it say? It says, grace to you and what? Peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, take a right turn at Romans there, and you'll hit 1 Corinthians. Amen. Romans 16 chapters, and then you have 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3. This would be what's called line upon line, precept upon precept, Bible study, looking at comparing scriptures with scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, here's the salutation to the church at Corinth. "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." All right, keep going right there. And after 1 Corinthians is 2 Corinthians. At least in my Bible it is. Amen. I'm not sure about yours, but 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. And look at verse number 2. And we see a theme here in these salutations. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Look at it with me, church. It says, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." All right, we keep going. After 2 Corinthians is the book of Galatians. Galatians. 2 Corinthians, then Galatians chapter 1, verse number 3, please. Galatians chapter 1, verse number 3. It says there, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ." All right, you can go past Ephesians. We already looked at that. We'll come back to that. But then go to the book of Philippians. Philippians, all written by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I think there's something that we can see that the Holy Spirit wants communicated over and over and over and over to these assemblies, these local assemblies. In chapter 1, verse 2 of Philippians, it says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." All right, after Philippians is Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 2, so you have a blank line there. First blank line should just be Ephesians 1, 2, and then the second blank line there under the salutation should be Colossians 1, 2. Colossians 1, 2. And if you know Ephesians and Colossians, they're very almost like sister epistles. They're very much the same in their makeup. But it says there in chapter 1, verse 2 of Colossians, "To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians is after Colossians. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. And verse number 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. One more, church, 2 Thessalonians, probably just a couple pages over, and then we'll retreat back to Ephesians. And I've got about 3 minutes here, amen? And that's all right, that's okay, amen? I would rather read the Word of God than tell you what I think, amen? And I know it's taking time and expository of the Word of God, but boy, this is good stuff right here. 2 Thessalonians 1:1 says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 2, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see this theme over and over and over and over and over. And it's grace and peace. Grace and peace. So back to Ephesians. And we'll just start here, and I think I'll just talk a little bit about grace, and then we'll close her down here. But number one there, the grace of God. The salutation, the grace of God. The word grace is used 12 times in Ephesians. And we'll take a look. We got a little time here. We can run these verses. We won't have to move very far. But of course, it's used first there in Ephesians 1, 2. Grace be unto you and peace. Ephesians 1, 6, down just a few. To the praise of the glory of His what? Grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. It's where we got the title of our study is from that verse right there. The riches of His grace. How about chapter 2, verse 5? Chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ by grace. Are you saved? And of course, we know verses 7 and 8. Verse 7 says that in the ages to come, well, you think His grace is good now, and it is. Amen? His grace is wonderful now, it is. But it says here that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved. Verse 8, chapter 3, verse 2. Chapter 3, verse 2. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. Chapter 3, verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of His power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given. Chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Chapter 4, verse 29. Think about this. This is a great verse, especially around political time. Hallelujah. Amen. What does it say? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister what? Grace unto the hearers. Chapter 6, verse 24. The closing benediction says there, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Let me end with an acrostic that you may have heard. By the way, everything about our faith, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to look into some doctrines that are some deep doctrines in this study. You look into election, predestination, deep doctrines. Deep, really deep, really. It all is birthed by the grace of God. Yep. Yeah. Our faith is birthed in the grace of God. It's God's grace. Yeah. God's grace. And I love the little acrostic. You may have learned it in Sunday school years ago. You take the word grace and you put G-R-A-C-E, and it's God's riches at Christ's expense. We get God's riches because Jesus Christ was nailed to a cross and purchased our salvation with his own blood. God's grace. Grace, by the way, we get grace first, and then you know what it produces? Peace. Yeah. Just real quick, that word peace, and we've got the rest of our study here, but just a little study on that word peace. It doesn't just mean to be quiet from, just no war, like the cessation of war. We'd say after World War II, there was peace. It's not what it's talking about. It's talking about union after separation, a bringing together, reconciliation after a quarrel. You know where we get that word in the Old Testament, peace, shalom? From the peace offering in Leviticus chapter 3. There was a problem between God and man, but the offering made what? Peace. The Bible says this in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it's such a good study, folks. Thank God for His Word. Grace and peace. Father, we love You. Thank You for Your